Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borges.
I'm Sarah C. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
A lot of juggling.
Yes.
I was just trying to describe directions to a DoorDash person when I'm not there. Like, you go down here, then you go down there, and you're like, I'd meet you, but I can't because I'm not there. I'm three states away.
Oh, no.
We have a friend that's very ill and it's thrown up 60 times and
Oh
off
no.
nothing, off water. So I like, and they're 2 weeks to go get like ginger ale or saltines or anything. So we DoorDash, so like ginger ale, diet 7-Up, DoorDash,
That's
I mean,
nice.
saltines, toast for dry toast, like, and just a little. I'm like, you can only take like a teeny tiny corner, like a mouse size bite of a saltine with like one sip at a time of ginger ale. And like, did you eat something? Like, it's been, but because it's been like 24 hours, and I'm like, did it sounds more like food poisoning to me than just like medication on an empty stomach. And she goes, oh, just a slice of pizza yesterday. I'm like, yeah, a slice of pizza at my first BarvelCon in New York that like nearly killed me.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm like, yeah, you can only live off sips of whatnot. So, yeah, the place, it's kind of like your place at South Coast that is like trying to direct a delivery person
Yeah.
is a nightmare.
Yes.
So it's like that situation. So, anyways, finally just got confirmation on that. I was literally talking to the DoorDash guy while you texted, I'm ready.
Nice.
Good news, you guys. I can now type INJ, the number 8, and the dollar sign. I got my phone transferred. And it only took 8 hours.
Okay.
Actually, I should have went to the phone place earlier because they closed at 6 and they're like, "Oh, we don't think it's gonna make it." So I left my phone. It's like, imagine being without a phone all day.
Oh my gosh.
It was kind of nice, but I'm like, people are gonna wonder when they're texting me. So I'm like emailing, like, if you're trying to reach me, you must email me.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you stayed there? So there's this guy. I stayed there at first while they set it up and everything. I'm like, aren't you gonna need my like password or keypad or whatever? There's this guy and these poor girls. They're like high school girls working there, right? And he's just chatting away, lecturing them on politics and da 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 da. Biden and Trump and then he's like, he gets into Bill Clinton. He's like, that's not even his name. He took Hillary's last name because she was more esteemed and came from this powerful family and conglomerate. I'm like, that's not her name. I'm like, I'm not standing up for Bill Clinton here because like whatevs, but like. And he goes like, nope, he took her name. I'm like, but so where does Rodham come from? And he looked at me like he'd never heard that word in the world. Hillary Rodham Clinton,
Yeah.
he's like, well, that must be her middle name. I'm like, well, no, her middle name's Diane. And he's like, and I'm like, so he's still insisting, nope, he took Hillary's name. And I'm like, well, then why is his brother Roger Clinton like, and they're not even close, like why would his brother take Hillary's name?
Yeah.
It was just like, oh,
That's
the
funny.
fun moments hanging out and hearing customers talk. So anyways, what's been going on? You are in finals week.
Yes, we're in nationals is on Thursday, so the kids are at full rehearsal, and then Ronnie just came home and is like, I have a sore throat, and I'm like, I can't. Like it is like a singer can't get a sore throat. Like it's such a bummer. So I'm hoping
Although,
it gets
when I
better.
sang, I loved my voice 1,000 times better when I had a sore throat.
Yeah.
But it's not good. It's not great. Actually, this one of the, when American Idol first came on and you could download the songs of the people you really liked, and
Yeah.
one person I still, and I think I even remember her name correctly, was Brooke White. And it was like an early season of American Idol, and she lost her voice completely, but she was able to like belt out this number, and it was like the prettiest, raspiest tone, and it's still like one of my favorites of all time. Like, this is like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I still remember it. So maybe, you know,
I mean, yeah, it's just she has 11 songs and it's like, it's a lot. And she needs to be at a certain point on her voice, you know, and she has a new number that is so stinking good. Like we're all waiting for her to like unveil it. So hopefully it will go away. Knock on wood. I'm hoping it's just like, oh, you know, we'll just knock it out tonight and she'll be good tomorrow.
Yeah. 11 songs. That's a little different story.
but what's it called? The flu is like really going around right now, like bad, like the flu.
So it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or till Sunday?
Yeah, Thursday to. Well, we don't perform. We perform like early Friday, so we're going the night before.
Yeah, yeah, and that's where you said.
Yes.
You were telling. Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well. Yeah.
So that's what I'm busy with, and then. Working on other stuff and I mean, like, I'm so excited for tomorrow. I can't even see straight.
Yes, tomorrow and next week. We had a very exciting phone call, which we won't reveal right now, but it was super fun and exciting. And Holly had to pull over on the side of the road so she could join the call. And I don't know, just like fun stuff coming up.
Totally. I'm very excited. Yeah, they're just like, it's just getting bigger and bigger. I love it.
And I think the finale, the finale of The Valley is next Tuesday, because when I voice commanded it on my remote, it's, you know, it shows upcoming.
Uh-huh.
So I could never remember if there was 10 episodes or 12, and it just said up to 10, which would be next week. So we'll talk more about that later this week, you guys, about that. So there's that as well. And you guys, we are still set now on June 22nd. We were told it's all settled in stone, final. So plan if you are around in SoCal. We've got our live podcast show that merges right into the VPR trivia night that we are hosting. That is going to be super fun.
Yes.
So mark your dates. Save the dates. Sandoval was live on IG today, and Schwartz popped on, and they said they have this big announcement coming later this week, because Schwartz is going to be on Jax's podcast, and they're going to announce it there.
Oh, what could it be?
They're like, in lieu of BravoCon. Since there's no BravoCon, we're gonna make it up to you guys, and we're gonna do something. We'll announce it. My guess is they're gonna do like an organized VPR bar crawl, because they keep talking about doing it.
I mean, it would absolutely make sense.
Yeah, so they're like, we're gonna bring that to you guys instead of, you know, in lieu of BravoCon not coming back till next year. So, but you know, an organized one. Obviously, anyone can do the Vanderpub crawl anytime they want, mm-hmm. but an organized one with like guaranteed cast there.
Yeah, that's cute. I like that. That's a great idea.
I mean, guaranteed cast in quotes, because like the groups are so split right now. So
right.
If you want to see the Toms and Jacks, and then yeah, I guess because
they are the bar owners. Like, it makes sense.
The bar owners. It's like, you would have thought, like, at one point they could have pulled in, like, Sheena and Lala, but they're on the outs with Jax, but not Sandoval. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? James, who knows? And there will be a watch party at Schwartz and Sandy's tomorrow for reunion part one. Sandoval is flying back from New Orleans for the watch party, and then he's off to North Carolina, where he has a sold out show. I'm like, sold out? What's going on, people?
People still just want to be entertained and have a good time. You know, I just.
Yeah.
That's all. Like, and that's great for Sandoval, I guess, because I think, you know, it comes to your city and people are like, should we go see? Like, it's interesting, you know?
Yeah. And if you have, you know, group of VPR friends, you're like, oh, it'll be a fun night for the group.
I don't know how it would do, like, to try to, like, repeat a tour. You know, like how Taylor Swift is, like, doing, like, more and more and more. I don't know, like, if they came through again, if people would go again, or yeah, I don't know. Time will tell, I guess.
I think maybe that's why they keep doing more venues and
Yeah, switch it up.
yeah. Katie and there was a rumor circling. I don't know if you saw this, that Katie and Ariana have their own show, and someone was like, "It's on another network, though." And I'm like, I kind of find that hard to believe because they're still under contract with NBC Universal, right? So on another network, unless it's under that like E or whatever else is under NBC Universal, I don't know.
Yeah.
Seems like a stretch. But Chef Penny has come out and made some statements. Did you see that?
Yes, I read the article.
Okay, so I printed out so I can read it to you guys that did not see it. So, as you know, we, not Brock, cracked the trademark case couple months ago. When was the hug heard around the world? What night was that? Anyways, that, she owned the trademark and that it was no longer a permitting issue. Why something about her was held up with opening. It was about partnership, ownership, and the trademark, which was held by Penny and her husband. We did look that up, and that is true, that Penny and her husband own the trademark, and Ariana and Katie are not listed on it. So, anyways, now Penny has replied, and she said that they were okay. So the girls have come with the girls. The women, Katie and Ariana, have said they're no longer working with Penny. They said that on the show, right? And Penny shared her version of events, claiming she was, and this is according to the U.S. Sun that interviewed Penny, claiming she was edited out of Vanderpump Rules because of the falling out. Once they agree on email that they agree to my terms and that I should proceed with the work, the intent by California law, I'm a partner. I own 10% of that business, said Penny. 10% of the entire brand and of the gross. I wasn't going to do auditing on anybody, but 10% of every time they took money out of the business, I would take money out of the business as quote, and then, as well. Penny said she has texts and emails to prove that she is still a business partner. Quote, we didn't sign a contract. There's an intent I sent them, and they're like, okay, just email us everything you want and we'll run it by our attorneys, Penny explained. So I have the email. I sent them everything that I wanted, which was a monthly fee. And then the percentage of the entire something about her brand, not of one store. The chef claimed she didn't sign any contract because it wasn't what they agreed to, and it took months to get the first draft from Katie and Ariana's attorney. Well, that's not the first time we've heard it took months from their attorney. We get the first draft, and there's so much bullshit in there that I was like, wait a second, this is not what we agreed upon, said Penny. They were like, oh, we'll give you 10% of profits vested after 3 years. Oh my God. I mean, that's crazy. She said another unreasonable clause, which she never agreed to, was that the stars could terminate the contract at any time with no cause, and Penny would lose all her interest earned immediately. Like, who would agree to that? And this is her story. Penny claimed she was paid by them, but not as much as what they earned from merchandise. The chef didn't say how much they allegedly owed her. According to Penny, many interactions behind the scenes never made it to the show, and the entire business started when Lisa connected them together, though Lisa didn't want anything to do with the business. I was like, yeah, I'm happy to jump in. I would love to be a part of this with you guys and really help you grow, recalled Penny. And then Ariana was like, we would love to be able to pay you. I'm sure you're worth a lot. but we just can't afford what it's going to cost right now, and maybe we can work out to give you a percentage of the business, unquote. Not a percentage of the profits of this little restaurant. That's Penny. So I said, okay. We hugged, they filmed, and great. The chef said she dealt with everything, with the city, with the landlord, getting the permits, doing all the sketching, and even meeting with people at 2 a.m. with the hope of getting it opened and ready. Penny alleged she and her husband, Jonathan Lee Borsuk, helped to file a trademark for the business in August 2023 after getting the okay to do so. She then shared the alleged texts of Katie and Ariana giving their approval, which let me read that text thread right now. It said, there's Penny going, guys, is something about her trademarked? Katie said, no. Penny says, okay, we will need to get that done too. Jonathan asked, that's Penny's husband, the attorney. Okay, Jonathan will do this for us once we wrap up our deal. Can you guys jump on a joint call with attorneys Thursday? I know Ari and Ariana is out. And then there was like a logo or something. Let's buy one of this and I can send to our team in China to cost our and duplicate. Katie Maloney liked it, thumbs upped it, and said, okay. The chef also told the outlet that they never had a formal conversation about her no longer being involved in the business. They just stopped talking to me. Meanwhile, I was still doing all the work. They don't even have the audacity to sit down with me, said Penny. I'm not some fucking garbage you picked up off the side of the street. I have a reputation in this industry, and that pissed me off more than anything. I have a stake in something about her. I may not be involved, but I have a stake in it. I never agreed to walk away, and I did all of this work, shared the chef, who said she doesn't know how to move forward concerning the trademark since the stars haven't communicated with her. They will hopefully succeed, but it will be difficult given that they are really unable to be on top of it with all they have going on. I know that it would have been a huge success and grown had I stayed on board. So interesting. You know, two sides to every story. I'm sure there's something in the middle that's,
I thought her proof was going to be a little more solid.
yeah, the text. We're not like the text receipts,
No.
timeline, screenshots that.
It actually muddies her side, I think. I mean, she straight up says they didn't agree to anything.
And Katie's just like, no. And then, like, oh, okay, thumbs up if you want to look into trademarking kind of thing. Or literally, Katie's responses are no, and then okay. Oh, is there a date on this? No, there's no. Oh, June 7th. Okay. Well, that's 2 months before she applied for the trademark. The trademark is like August. So this text was it on June 7th.
I mean, to me, the trademarking thing, that's Katie and Ariana's fault. If they told her to do that and she did it, then that's on them. But I feel like that there's no proof of that they were thinking about partnering, and it didn't get finalized.
Yeah, I
Like
mean,
ongoing
did they pay?
negotiations, like that's not a contract.
I want to know, did they pay her for her consultation on like sandwich making?
Well, she says they did, but not what she thinks she deserves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like if I were her, I would like create an invoice and send it to them. Like what does she want?
Yeah,
And
we need to
why
see.
does she reference like not what they made on merch? Like so did she want to be paid $200,000?
Well, and her trademark on something about her is probably long after most of the merch was sold. I mean, they did have that hiccup in being able to deliver so people had to reorder in the fall, but I does she deserve the the merch money. Well, if they couldn't pay her any kind of consultative fee for creating the menu and helping with the permits and the landlords and blah blah blah, all of that, then sure, she deserves a percentage of the company, which then includes merch. But did they pay her a consultative fee for her menu creation, design, testing, all of that work that went into the sourcing of the supplies, the bread, the blah blah blah,
It just like it feels a little bit like she's taking advantage of their lack of experience, which, I guess that's why she was coming in to, to share her expertise with them. But it also feels a little like she's throwing it in their face that her husband's an attorney and
Yeah. It's very Lisa.
yes, it's coming off like a little, I don't know, weaselish.
The lack of contract, but then showing the business intent, that's very much attorney, mindset. And then look at all the work I did. But honestly, if you're that experienced of a business person, let's be very clear. I'm going to consult on either here's what I'm going to do: create the sandwiches, source the products for the sandwiches, and this is the fee. And if you can't pay this fee, then it's going to be I want 2%. Or if you want me to do the permits, then it's going to be 4%. Then it's going to be like that's on you if you didn't get a contract. I think there's oversight on everyone's part. I think Katie and Ariana are obviously naive to the business aspect, and I didn't have the time. All of this was like, well, not all of it was during filming and production. They had their time off, pre-Scandoval, right? So, and then there's also a little opportunist behavior on the Penny side. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, if there's going to be a lawsuit, if they're going to pay her out.
But I totally agree. Like the two sides to the story. Like I would like to hear more from Katie and Ariana. And I feel I don't want to say like this project has been like cursed from day one, but they really haven't had an easy road to opening their doors. And everybody has an opinion on it. So it's like I don't I just like I want them to open. Like I just want it to happen so they at least made it happen and then, I don't know.
I've just been like, I can't get the Greek sandwich out of my mouth. I'm like, I've been thinking about it for 2 years.
That's not the one I want to try, and I don't even know what I want to try.
Well, I think we should order like a ton of them, and then,
Yeah.
we'll just split them
Totally.
and, top chef it.
Yes.
We're very good at that with the Vanderpump restaurants.
Yes.
We'll have one of everything, Logan. He's
Yes.
like, please give us a good rating.
Yeah.
Well, that's up to you now, isn't it? That's up to your kitchen. So then there's this other rumor. Katie and Ariana removed VPR from their IG bio, but it's not on any of theirs. Someone posted a screenshot that it was on Ariana's. So either they all take it off when they're wrapped, or they all just fell suit, because I literally checked one by one and nobody has it in their IG bio. Not even Allie. Not even Kristen. Kristen doesn't even have the Valley.
Yeah,
You would think she.
I think that's kind of weird to have it, but I guess if they all did and now they don't, I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't think we need to read into that about, oh, they're done. They have their own show. Like, I don't think that's an indicator. So let's just clear up that
I
rumor.
also wouldn't put it past them to create a little bit of drama and to keep us guessing what's going to happen until that is revealed because it's keeping us talking about it. It's like, was that it? We're all like in limbo. What's going to happen? So
Well,
it's smart.
that's smart of Bravo and then both production companies, because it's like, oh my gosh, she took it off. Is she gonna? And then they just told the whole cast to do it, because then we're like, ooh, because people are speculating now on season 2 of The Valley. And like Zach Wickham came out and he's like, no, it's all OGs. There's no new cast. But then you have Jax on his podcast saying that he's been meeting with, executive production producers talking about who else might make sense. Are there any other people or couples that like you've been hanging out with as part of the group that would make sense? And so, I mean, Jack said he's having those meetings, and I know like one of the couples being pitched is Jeremy and Rachel, Ariana's brother, and right now that would make a lot of sense. I don't know if it made sense before because technically they live in Oceanside, though they still have an apartment in West Hollywood, not the Valley though. But they do socialize with them and they're at all of their events and also personal celebrations, you know. Their engagement, you know, much of the cast was there and the celebrations and things like that. They are making crack up and socializing with them. So that could be a possible addition.
I also feel like it's always like really interesting to watch the cast social media leading up to a new season because you can see the people who are trying to stay in the mix. I feel like on Vanderpump, I would always notice that. Like I would think, oh, like this person's trying to get on or something because they're like in so many posts or they're, yeah, like you said, they're celebrating together or they're going out of their, I mean, like some people travel way out of their way to come to like a very random barbecue or something. So
Yeah.
I love watching those trends.
Jax was clear that he does not want anyone. So this was a podcast with Jax and Brittany. Well, we'll talk about some of the stuff tonight, but I did talk about it on the last Patreon, some of these things. But Jax and Brittany did their first podcast in probably a month or so because he's just been traveling a lot. And he was very clear. He's like, he does not want anyone from VPR on it. He and think it's fair to the original cast of the Valley, and he's firm about that, and I get that. I feel like, hey, you created this new show, you want to be loyal to the people you brought out. Like I can see that point. Brittany then is like, well, I would love to see Sheena and Lala, and they're my best friends, and so Brittany would love to see Lala and Sheena. Jax is like, no VPR, let's keep it the Valley. I think there's arguments on both sides. I don't want to see it because I feel like they would overpower the originals and it would become a different show.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Like, if they could mix in naturally. Like I would be fine with them being like friend ofs, you know, or something like that, or it like really bleeding over. Like I think I'd be okay with that. But yeah, I it would really change the dynamic. And why
I don't
mess
need
with it? It
Lala.
was, yeah.
Yeah. I don't need Lala coming in, pointing her finger at Kristen Doty, who she's not speaking to over something she didn't even bother taking the fucking time to listen to and see that Kristen actually did have her back, and pointing at Kristen going, meh, 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 and leading the posse of the team against Kristen. I don't need that. You know, Sheena, she's friends with Kristen, she's friends with Brittany. If she makes more of a cameo, cool, she whatever. But I don't need someone coming in there trying to like lead a posse, you know what I mean? And take over. Like, let these people have their show and figure it out for themselves. And if you want to pop in an episode or two, fine. But Brittany cleared up. Like, it wasn't fair. Please tell people I don't have a drinking problem. I didn't even drink that day or the day before. And it was just like alcohol upsets her stomach, which was sake that night. But she felt like, you know, when people do a shot together, like she loves that and she wants to be part of that. And she
Totally.
didn't think one little sake shot would have that effect. Or he's like, stop drinking. She's like, I hadn't drank anything that day, nor the day before. The only thing that like doesn't upset her stomach is tequila. And so, anyways, she was upset about that. And then she made him clarify too that she never said anything about Michelle and Michelle's texting or alleged boyfriend or her and Jesse, that it was Kristen that said it, but Kristen was drinking. And Kristen told Jax and Brittany the gossip about Michelle and her text boyfriend or whatever. And then Kristen left, and Brittany said to Jax, don't bring this up again. She may not even remember, so just don't bring it up. Which is the nice friend thing to do. And of course, Jax did. So,
Oh,
because he's Jax. It's
Jax.
like, it's that whole thing again, that scorpion on the turtle. It's like, but that's what I do.
Yes.
That's who I am. So anyway, she cleared that up. And the other thing about Jax, so then there was a post about Danny and Ian, like all the comments, like, oh, our favorites, we love them.
Yes, I
And then
saw
he
that.
wrote, Jax commented, we'll see how well this ages. So do you think that was just like kind of a jealousy dig, or was it a precursor to like, I know what's really going on?
I mean, I don't think it's great. I think something's gonna happen.
Oh,
I know.
I don't want
When
it
I saw
to.
that, I was like, can't we, like, would it be so bad to have someone that's like,
A happy couple.
yeah, or someone who, like, she keeps kind of pulling out, like, right when things get going. Like she has a, this a strict boundary with her kids' babysitters and getting home. It's like, just let them stay like that for a while. Like, she's going through a lot. Like, let's let her kids get a little bit bigger, and then we can get in the we can mess up their marriage. But can we
Yeah.
just leave them alone for a little bit?
And I did like that she got, like, in a very kind, understanding way, got a little spicy when she, like, it was Janet and Jason, right? When that she was out with, and Janet was complaining about, or no, it was Michelle and Jesse. Michelle and Jesse. And they were complaining about Kristen and all the stuff going on. And she's like, I'm sorry. You just need to stop. It's just, I have more important shit going on, basically, was her point. Like,
Yeah.
this is all like trivial bullshit that doesn't matter. Like, I'm dealing with some real shit. So I kind of like that part because it kind of was like, oh, okay, good
I did too,
point.
except for that it really pissed me off in that moment because I wanted to hear more. But yeah, no, like that's what I mean. Like it's like actually like very refreshing to have someone like that, that is, yeah, it's just it's like a little bit of a voice of reason and like innocence on the show.
Well, and you need the balance, and you
Yeah.
need someone to aspire to and be like, look, they have this great marriage. Let's see how they're doing it. And I
Well,
think
and
Danny gives great advice, and so does Nia, like to the other people that need it, and be like, oh.
like the truth of it is like marriage is very hard and things are hard and it's not always going to be easy and I think they kind of do a good job of showing it. Like they're living in a tiny little place, like they're managing, like that, it's like I don't
Yeah.
know. It's just to me it's
It's a
very ref
lot.
it's refreshing.
Yeah. And like, think about it. Like, he's a successful, lifelong working actor. She's Miss USA. And the fact that they have three little ones and this, like, smallish apartment or condo is like, it really gives perspective. Like, I was reading an article about how it's impossible for anyone to, like, pay rent in California. It's like, you think like, oh wow, he's a child actor, working actor still, and she's Miss USA, they must have it made. It's like, no, they're struggling, you
Yeah,
know?
yeah.
It's like, damn.
Yeah. Or even them like looking for a house like on with like a very tight budget is like relatable. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, like the on Lala's podcast, she was like, "You guys th like I didn't move to the valley to be on the valley. I moved here 'cause it was all I could afford." It's like you bought a $3.6 million house. Like it's like, "Oh, you're really on a budget?" Like that's a pretty high budget that she had for herself.
Rumor has it she Give Them Lala podcast removed all of their posts like that were related to Scandoval. It's like, well, that's rich since you bought your house off of Scandoval.
Yeah.
So does that mean she's like really leaning in and supporting Sandoval, or I don't know what that means.
It means she wants all the proof taken down of what she said and did. Unfortunately for her, everyone screen recorded everything she did, so that's it's not going to go away.
Yeah, I have not looked because I don't like that kind of karma or juju for ourselves, but I've heard and I've seen people posting the reviews are like going wild. Her stars have plummeted. And
I don't like that.
for stars to plummet that fast, there's a huge taking. Like, okay, you guys, when we have, like, please, please go rate us, and you guys all surge to iTunes or Spotify and five star us, like, it'll take, thousands of you guys, and we'll go from, like, well, let's just say 4.2 to 4.3, even though that's not the case. But I'm just, I'm manifesting. It takes a lot of people just to go up a tenth of a digit.
When
And
you're,
so for
but
her to go
when
from
you're,
4.5 to 3.6
when
or
you're at Lala's
what?
level, though, I'm sure it goes way faster. I bet it's like when they jack up like a Yelp review or something. When the when the crew heads over, they can do things for sure.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of people that obviously like took action
Well, and
'cause
that's, and I
it doesn't
feel
go that fast.
that is a lesson that she needs to learn, and I'm not saying that in like a condescending way. I'm just like, you can't insult your fans. You can't tell them that they're pieces of crap and they mean nothing, and she's like on this, she's better than them. Like that, it doesn't work. Fans will be so loyal, and you know what I mean? But this, they won't take it for that long,
Yeah, I
and
mean
they will turn.
it was very insulting,
Yeah.
quite honestly. Yikes.
Yeah, yikes.
Other on so Jax had predicted that the Jax and Sandoval Watch What Happens Live would be like break records, be the most watched ever. But it still
Unfortunately,
stands.
it didn't.
Ariana has it at 1.5 mil. This year, Ariana's Watch What Happens Live was 640,000, or it said like 0.06 mil, and Jackson Sandoval 516K. So they were high, but not as high as Ariana, which is actually surprising since Sandoval was not on at all since before Scandoval.
No one wants to hear from him. He never says anything.
No.
It's like listening to a freaking broken record spin around and around. And like
I
if
think
he
it might have been higher last year. If they had had him on before they started airing this season, I think it would have been higher. But now everyone's heard him on the show,
Yeah,
so
that's
they're
it.
like, why do we need to tune in?
And that's why he, like, everyone was mad at him, why production was mad at him, because he should have been giving those interviews to Andy, or like if he's like trying to succeed as a reality star, he should have been giving his interviews at like the to the right person. Seriously.
Yeah, not Bachelor Nation guy and not Howie Mandel.
Yeah, like it was just like so random.
Yeah. All right. So back to Jax. This is rumored now. I've debunked this. A lot of like IG pages posted the Traitors cast has been revealed, and then Peacock has come out and said that's not true. This is not the cast or whatever. Maybe that's just their defense. Apparently, the cast will be revealed soon because they take off next month for filming, which really worries me because rumored on the cast of Traitors Season 3, which is on Peacock, NBC Universal, is Jax. So does that mean Jax isn't going to be at our debut VPR night and our podcast? He better.
No. He'll be
I think
there.
Traitors only films for a couple weeks, actually.
Yeah.
I remember Tamra, that's back when I was listening to their podcast. I think she was gone like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's fast.
So, I mean, dream cast though, if what was revealed is true, like I am so in. It's Paris and Nicole reunited. Jax. There's several Bravo celebrities. Let me see if I can pull this up. I think I kept it up so that we could talk about it. Did you see the
Yeah, I did.
Oh, here we go. No, that's on. Well, shit, I don't remember. Anyways, Jax, Paris, Nicole, you had me there. Oh, there's like Kristen from Top Chef. Not that exciting. There was like three other like Kenya
That seems
Moore.
like such a missed opportunity for Paris and Nicole. Like they should do their own show, not go on with a bunch of.
It's I think they're too big for that.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
I think so. Maybe other people don't.
I read somewhere that they were getting together to do their own show, but then like 2 days later, this pops out. So I'm like, well, maybe people, yeah.
Yeah, huh.
Oh well, I can't find what I where the cast was. Oh, it's on my, I think it's on my phone.
The new
But
one,
we'll see.
the new one or the old one?
The new Oh, the new phone. You know what though?
What?
My phone still, my old phone, I'm supposed to send it in because I get like a $400 credit,
Yeah.
but it still works and I'm like I'm kind of thrilled about it because there's stuff that I want to do on it and I could just put it on airplane mode, which there's
Yeah.
text on there that I need to transcribe because there's no other way to do it.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, I can't find it, but anyways, it was debunked. It's not true, but if it is true, I'm in.
Yeah. I was like, "Ooh, okay. Interesting."
Okay, the other shocking thing that happened over the weekend, and kind of interesting that it was on like a Mother's Day weekend, was Stassi celebrating her dad's 60th birthday with him. It's the first sighting of them together since like 2019.
Yeah.
Because 2020 happened. He was not like, it was like after her cancellation, it's like he cut her off or something, or vice versa. He was not at their wedding, which was very noticeable. We've never seen him in a single picture with Hartford, let alone Messer. And now they're like celebrating his 60th, all happy. He's with his same wife.
I was
Well,
happy. I was happy to see her. She's so like stepmom looking. I don't know. Like it's like, I just like she just,
yeah, she is. She
yeah.
is second wife.
She just is.
In his case, like fifth wife.
Yes.
But stepmom looking. I want to maybe a little show about that. Like what happened with her dad. And like 4 years later, here we are. Oh yeah, I was hanging out with my dad in his 60th. It's like, excuse me, he's never met your grandchildren. Well, as far as we know. But you
Yeah.
know what? I don't listen to podcasts, so
Yeah.
maybe people that listen to the Stassi podcast or her Patreon, she probably would reveal it there if anywhere. Has anyone heard any dad stories in the last 4 years? Like, I listened initially when she came back. And then I fell off because it was all like baby and Beau. And then I think I tried a couple times with her new one, but then I don't care about Meghan Markle and I don't like, her one favorite co-host, like I can't listen to like physically earwise. So I just kind of fell off. It's not because I don't, find her entertaining or like her. But I haven't listened to the new version, the reboot. Have you?
No, I haven't either. And we went to her live show and stuff, and I enjoyed it. And but yeah,
Yeah, I did too. It was too short, but I enjoyed it.
I just haven't tuned back in, to be honest. And to be fair, like nothing has drawn me in, like any like promotion or anything on a podcast I haven't seen, and I haven't been like, let me go take a listen, you know?
Yeah, like we haven't seen any news stories or anything that's like.
Maybe I'm not on the algorithm of it though. I don't know. I don't
But
know.
people usually post in our Facebook group or on
Yeah,
Instagram.
yeah, yeah, yeah. We would hear it, yeah.
We'll see like
So yeah, so
someone talk about on Instagram.
I think she has like her niche audience, you know, and that's working for her right now, and that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, did you watch The Goat at all?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I've now seen three,
Okay.
as I told you initially, I think on Patreon, because I didn't want to bag on it. I just was like, oh, it's exactly the same as House of Villains,
Yeah.
except for I know less people. I gave it, so then they released it actually, instead of on YouTube, it's on Amazon.
Okay.
And so I watched the three, and I held in there. I was like, I was kind of getting into it because, little competition games and little cattiness and betrayal. So I'm like, all right, it's getting
Yeah.
better. I'll watch. I think I'll watch as long as Kristen's on, but you saw my reel.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
I was really a fan of this person, Justin. He was on RuPaul's as Alyssa. I was a fan, and I was down with his alliances. But then at the end, you see him yell at Kristen and say, "You don't care about anything but the bottle." And I'm like, "Oh, shots fired!
Yes.
Shots fired! Don't come for Miss Doty. Just
Don't do
saying."
it.
And I didn't know who this person was. It's no shade on the person. I just didn't know. But now I know. And I was a fan, but I'm not. We'll see what happens. But as of now, I don't think that I'm a fan because I don't like someone calling someone out on their drinking and like she's on a thing, and that's what they feed people this. They want them to get animated, and I don't know. I felt that it was real judgy, and I don't
Yeah,
like it.
yeah, yeah.
She's got her life, and she I don't you know I don't know. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
In good news, I think it's good news. Southern Hospitality was picked up for season three.
That is great news.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. Again, it's still no VPR, but it's just, I'll take it.
I
I'll
like
take it.
it, yeah.
But in related news to that, so I saw something that, okay, Southern Charm we knew had been filming. And then apparently it was put on pause. And now the rumor is that the showrunner of Southern Charm was Jeremiah, known than producer Jerry, has been the showrunner for Southern Charm, which does make sense because Bill Dunworthy, the showrunner for Vanderpump, the whole reign left to do Southern Hospitality, and the reins fell to Jeremiah Smith, producer Jerry, for VPR. So that those two are tight. So Bill was probably like, "Hey, Jerry should take over Southern Charm." So the rumor is Jerry got fired, so they had to put the Southern Charm production on pause, and then call in a previous showrunner for Southern Charm to take back over.
Damn.
Now, do you think that's true? And what could Jerry have done? And apparently it sounded like the cast clicked with Jerry. So what do you think is going on? Maybe with Jerry got in trouble with like, "I don't care, say it all, I'm done," because he was so mad at Ariana. What do you think?
I don't know. I'm actually like sh I'm shocked I didn't know that.
I know, me too.
And it seems like with everything that happened and has been happening, and you think we would have like heard that at BravoCon or something too, like he would have been like, "Well, I don't." That's just I'm like,
But they weren't filming it then.
I'm literally shocked.
They start filming this year, like January, February, Southern Charm, and then Southern Hospitality's in the summer. I'm shocked that we didn't know that, but we're also blocked from Jerry. But also, we could go on the other one, and we need to start paying maybe more attention. Not that he posts his professional stuff in
He
his stories or
doesn't.
anything.
Yeah. I was gonna say like I'm not like I keep an eye on him. I really do. So, yeah, I'm like very thrown off. It's crazy.
So I don't know if it's true, but that's the rumor that Jeremiah was a showrunner for Southern Charm. He got fired. They paused production. They brought back their old showrunner. I don't know.
Interesting. Juicy.
Juicy.
Juicy, juicy.
I see a lot of rumors and gossip about the crazy guest at Kyle Chan's finale party being a plant or someone that Joe and Sandoval hired to make Sandoval look good, or Kyle and Sandoval hire. It's like, no, you guys, I don't. These things that Kyle Chan has debunked all of these things months ago on podcasts, okay? Like all of this other stuff, he, what was the stuff? And I'm like, no, Kyle said it himself. Oh, that the Tom Sandoval, he had to go remove, the weapons from his house because Anne said this on her podcast. Kyle said it on the Tom's podcast that, yeah, Anne called me concerned because Sandoval is in a really low place and thinks it's a good idea to remove certain items from his house. And all of a sudden, it's like a breaking news story last week. It's like, dude, take us out of the equation. Kyle and Anne both podcasted about this months ago. This is another thing. Kyle Chan podcasted about this months ago. This guest, they're like, it's a party crasher. It's a super fan. It's a stalker. It's Billy Lee's obsessed stalker. It's like, no. He was an invited guest. His partner was like, I think even I've seen a VIP guest, but his wife or partner is a like VIP customer of Kyle Chan's. The guy was an invited guest. He just had too much to drink and just got a little like out of control, and no one had ever seen him like that. And he ended up like not even getting kicked out. So, you know, maybe we'll ask someone next week about that. But I literally heard Kyle Chan talk about this, and he knew him, and he was an invited guest. So he wasn't a plant, and he wasn't a crasher.
Did you see the photo of Joe wearing his jacket?
Yeah, but I saw someone debunk that too. So we'll see.
Yeah, but it's so funny how people put stuff together. Like, I don't even care if it's like fake or whatever, like it's just hilarious, like the level
attention to detail.
Yes.
Like, it was very hard to like, are you sure?
Yeah,
it was like a 16th of an inch.
Yes, but like I liked the theory anyways. Like, I love a working theory, you know. It's like, it's fun.
Yeah, I think that's where it came from. Like, and Joe was in on it too. It's like, come on, you guys.
Yeah,
so don't read into things. Did you see the post Victoria Sandoval's girlfriend made? So, yeah, of course, last week there's the whole Victoria and Sandoval unfollow each other and Billy unfollows Sandoval. I think there is a story about Billy Lee and Sandoval and the unfollowing, and I think there's something there, and we may be able to get to that with you guys. But clearly, Victoria and Sandoval are still together. Did you see their post today?
Yes.
Her post. She posted it of they're a little like, you know, making their tongue out Miley Cyrus face. And then the next one is him like going to like bite her boob. And she has a little heart over her nipple. And people are like, that's tacky. That's trashy, whatever. I mean,
I feel that is like a fun photo that you keep for yourself and you don't share on social media, in my opinion. I wouldn't, but, you know,
yeah,
do what you want to do.
Given who it is, it's like maybe not the best timing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what else. What else? What else? Oh, okay. I wanted to finish with selling OC updates. I said a little bit of this on Patreon because, you guys, we did talk about selling OC, but we did it on Patreon. But the last thing before that was some of the stuff Sheena said, and I did talk about this on Patreon, but we'll just touch on it here. On her podcast on Friday, she said so they had this guy Matt Rogers on. I think he was one of the guys at BravoCon. He's like a, not E News, but like a known person, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Article writer. And I kind of liked him on this. And she had Janet on too. And I kind of liked her on it as well because it kind of like maybe brought Sheena back down to earth a little bit. But he asked her, he's like, so, you know, who are you closer with right now, Ariana or Sandoval? And she's like, actually, neither. I really don't talk to Ariana or Sandoval really much. So she kind of said that. And then he asked, he's like, well, do you ever, like, talk to people, like, you know, about, you know, her constant narrative, getting a bad edit narrative? He's like, well, don't you ever, like, talk to people, like, Alex Baskin or, you know, others, like, you know, like Jerry, producer Jerry. She's like, yeah, all the time. I do. And he asked about breaking the fourth wall at the end of the finale. And Sheena said, well, Jeremiah was just really pissed at Ariana. And they told the cast that, go ahead, say anything we want. Break the fourth wall. You know, she said he was really pissed and frustrated with Ariana. She goes, it was a slap in the face. Like, you're just going to walk out. And to us, it was like, fuck all of you, fuck the show, fuck all of your jobs. And so they took that move very disrespectfully.
Mm-hmm.
And like Ariana doesn't care about, you know, anybody else's job or paycheck. And then with that, Sandoval saying, "Ariana talks shit about you guys all the time." She took it to heart. She's like, "Well, that must have come from somewhere." So two things I really liked about Janet and Matt here. First of all, Matt said kind of what we said. He's like, "Well, yeah, but the show was over." He's like, "We already had an action-packed episode and finale." He's like, he just walked up to you and Ariana at the end, and she just made a dramatic exit. He's like, the night was over anyways, so what's the problem? You already had, it's like the guy said the end anyways. And it was like, yeah, thank you. Like, what else was supposed to happen? It was the end of the night. Why can't she leave at the end of the night? And
Because
then Janet,
that's not what they had planned.
right, exactly.
See, unfortunately,
Well,
it exposes that, and that is like truly why they were upset. That's why Jeremiah was upset. That's why Sheena was upset. Lala, Sandoval.
And that's why Ariana quit that night at the party
Oh my
because
God,
she
I
made,
can't.
okay, because she made her boundaries very clear to Jeremiah, and he was desperate and at the end said, fuck it, we got to get some kind of heated interaction. And he crossed her boundaries and he pushed all of them, Lala, Sheena, to do this. Sandoval, he set that up. He set her up and she knew it. And she's like, fuck you. You crossed my boundaries. I'm done. I quit. He's like, don't go out like this. I'm standing by it, and you know what? A lot of other people are too. I'm feeling very validated lately. Shout out to like a couple like big TikTokers and I think that what like Connections Queen had my back on this, and then was it Reality Ops or someone? She speaks with Emily Hanks. Like, I got some people on my side here. I'm not the only one thinking it.
Okay.
Did you cut out? Did
No,
you block me again?
I
I'm just kidding, you guys. She didn't block me. I just
I'm going to now,
yeah.
though.
I'm sticking by it. I'm sticking by it.
I disagree. There's no way that she was like, "I quit. I'm walking out." There's absolutely not. I
Okay.
completely disagree.
Okay.
Like I
Totally, totally fair.
if that conversation happened, I don't think it happened like that. Like I don't think it happened in that day.
Well, I mean, I feel like she walked out and said, I'm done. And then he's like, don't go out this way. I don't know if she said, I quit. Like, that doesn't really sound like something she would say, but I
Yeah.
see her saying, I'm done.
Yeah.
And that could mean anything. I'm done for the night. I'm done filming. That's it. That's a wrap.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the other things that kind of lead me to believe that. But then when Sheena read into, well, why did Sandoval say, like, she talks shit about you guys? And Janet came in and was like, Sheena, it's actually, she goes, I don't even think she did. She goes, I've tried to dish with Ariana and she just never goes there. She doesn't take the bait. I try to gossip with her or trash talk and Ariana doesn't go there. She goes, but at the same time, she's like, you don't ever complain about your friend to your spouse. She and Janet flat out said, she goes, I've complained to Jason about you. Which I thought was very honest and refreshing. And you know Sheena has fucking bitched to Brock about Ariana and other people,
Yeah,
right?
for sure.
She's like, it's just, you know, it's pillow talk, it's your trusted person, and you're just blowing off steam. It doesn't mean anything, you get over it.
Well, and it's like when you get into a fight with like one of your other friends, and your one of your friends like, you know, go like brings like, well, remember when
Yeah.
you talk shit about that? It's like, you're not supposed to say that. Like, I was saying that in confidence to you. Fuck. You know?
Yeah. And that's why I try like not to do that too, because I think if I'm gonna bash, let's just use Michaela or Julia or somebody to you. If I'm gonna bash them to you, aren't you gonna think, well, God, if she's talking about them to me, what is she saying about me to them? You
Yeah.
know? So I try not to like just go there, but like, yeah, of course you're gonna vent, but like that's where you should vent about me to Chad, not to Julie or Michaela. You
Yeah,
know what I
yeah,
mean?
yeah,
Like,
yeah.
vent to your partner. And I think that's healthy and natural. And sometimes you just need to blow off steam. It doesn't mean that you really mean anything. And I thought Janet really made that point well, where she knows, like, oh, yeah. But sometimes Sheena just can't see out of her box. And
And I personally believe that, like, back in the day, like, I'm talking like years or like a while ago, I'm sure Ariana did talk shit about everybody. You like I
yeah.
feel like, and this is just like my feeling that I have, but she was burnt out. She was done. She was annoyed with everybody. I mean,
Yeah.
on the show, you can go back to scenes where she's like, I just want to go home. Like, I don't want to be here. I don't care. Like, and I don't think that's necessarily shit talking on them or the show, but I truly think that Sandoval was weaponizing that against her and being like, you don't even freaking like this show. You told it, you said that everyone was stupid. And you know what? I guarantee you that's what he's saying.
Yeah. Oh,
Like,
for
he's
sure.
such a dick.
And turns it around and like betrays your trust and it's like, yep. And then doesn't deliver it in context. The same way, so you guys, I did a Summer House recap on Patreon. The same way, like, Carl Lindsay had this thing, and then Carl goes and vents to his buddies, but he tells them like one tenth of what actually happened. He like it was like, well, of course they're gonna freak out because you're only telling them the bad part. You're not telling them the other 90% that was actually good. You know,
Yeah.
it's like, yeah, and then she went crazy. It's like, actually, she didn't. And if you, all they have to do is watch the show and be like, oh, that's not how he described the situation. Guys like to do that. Gaslight us.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I saw two amazing Lifetime movies over the weekend. And by amazing, I mean terrible, but fun.
Sorry, I was like literally just having like a pause in my head because I was thinking for producer Jerry to get so mad at Ariana and to double cross her and have her quit that night, allegedly. It's odd that he was just in New York, like supporting her at her show.
Yeah. I did have that thought. You're right.
But
We really, yeah.
that was after the fact, so. Oh no, it wasn't. Or was it?
No. Wait.
When were
No, it
we?
was after the finale. Yeah, it was after the
Yeah,
finale.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was before the reunion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you guys, producer Jerry went the same day we went, and I almost got matinee tickets, and I'm like, no, let's do evening. And Jerry went during the matinee. He's like, damn it.
That would have been so freaking wild if we were there the same day as him. Seriously.
Well, and
I
also to
mean, the
say
same
hello to
time.
him and
Yeah.
see how he would react.
Totally. And like, what are the chances we are there? You know
Hi,
what
guys. And he was staying like right by us because he was taking pictures in Times
Yes.
Square. I'm like, we were just
We were
there.
literally like walking by.
Outside the store, he took a picture of hailing a cab. That's my one regret and FOMO. I was like, ah. Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah,
Selling OC.
so he's obviously still supportive of her, so that's nice, I guess.
Yeah. And so maybe she didn't quit. So
Yeah.
yeah, that's for your argument for sure.
Yeah, there.
Okay, let me refer these people to the worst Lifetime movies ever that are fun.
Okay, tell me.
Lisa Rinna and her daughter Delilah Bell, who has a very small role in this,
Okay.
but it just couldn't stop staring at Delilah's lips because they're now just like Lisa's. It's called Meanest Mommy. And Lisa Rinna is the meanest mommy, and so her daughter is getting bully text,
Oh my God,
cyberbullying.
I feel like I saw Heather post it that she was watching this.
I was gonna text Heather because I'm like, if anyone's watching this, it's Heather. She was cyberbullying her own daughter because she wanted her to like disable her mentally so that she wouldn't be able to go away to college. She can stay at home with your mom. I totally think
God.
that's her money.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was really bad. And then I saw, on top of that, Blood, Sweat, and Cheer, which was even better. It didn't have a housewife, but it had this daughter was like, Mom, you're embarrassing me, because she tried to be, oh, she was like Regina George's mom Amy Poehler. She's like, "Hi, girls, I'm the cool mom." You know, like would like drink and party. Like she
Yes.
tried to be friends with her daughter's friends. She like wouldn't stop embarrassing her at cheerleading and dance and whatever. And so the daughter's like, "I'm just done. You're embarrassing. I don't even want to do this. You ruined it for me." And the mom's like, "What?" Like that's her whole life. And so the mom goes to a competing school and as her daughter, she wears pigtails and like chews
Stop.
bubble gum. And she joins the cheer team to compete. Yeah, it's great.
Oh
And
my.
everyone kind of looks at her like a little bit of a double take. They're like, "Huh?" It's fantastic. She's completely unhinged, and it was such a good bad movie that I love it. That maybe we should talk to Small and Failing guy about that
Yes,
movie.
yes. God,
So
we
anyway.
yeah. We really do need to circle back to that and have him on.
Okay, but I recommend those two Lifetime movies. But anyways, okay, Selling OC, the updates. I just wanted to read because I don't think this article was like spread anywhere, and thanks
Because
to Kimberly for writing it.
there's so many spoilers though.
Okay, so don't say any of it.
I don't
Okay, well,
know.
how about we just say if you haven't watched Selling OC, the latest season, but plan to, please stop listening now.
Yes, turn it off because I was kind of like, "Oh my God."
Also, and if you don't want to know what happens season four, we don't know what happens season four. No, would it
That's
be
it.
season three?
Yeah.
We don't know, but obviously, they're probably still going to be on. It's just a different setting. But stop listening if you don't want to know. But I happen to know a lot of people like that. I like Reality Steve, but I don't like spoilers, and so I'm like, but a lot of people do. They're like, "Just tell me. I
I
don't
know.
care." I'm
Well,
like,
yeah, sometimes I like if I like now that like I'm so disappointed that like I don't know if I'm gonna like I'm pissed. I'm annoyed.
yeah. And also, I really was digging your theory of Allie Harper, and it doesn't seem like that's the case, at least
Yeah.
yet. At
Yeah.
least yet. All right, so tune out if you don't want to hear what happened after the latest season of Selling OC, and then we'll finish. So Jarvis has amicably parted with the Oppenheim group to pursue other ventures after filming back-to-back seasons of this, show and celebrating her 1-year anniversary with her husband Sergio Ducolombier. Jarvis said she's happily enjoying some downtime right now. "I've just been enjoying married life and traveling. I really haven't been prospecting or trying to focus on real estate right now. I've been working on some other stuff, but I'm not ready to share what that is." So, in other words, that means like she's Christine. She got a
Yeah, she.
rich husband, doesn't need
Yes.
to work anymore, and all they do is travel and live lavishly, which
Yes.
props.
And she has like a lot going on. I feel like not saying that like if you're doing real estate you don't have a lot going on because that is I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying like she's an attorney. Like she has like there's other things that she could do. But I'm like kind of sad about that. She was entertaining to me.
Yeah, it just means she won't still be on. Well, she might have another project.
Yeah.
Okay, Alex Hall did go to Italy without Tyler.
I don't want to see that. I don't want a freaking Hall like redemption
No.
arc.
No.
And
She and
I think I might I mean I don't know how I would have felt either way, but it's like so now like what was the point of that whole freaking storyline?
Yeah, exactly. Especially since she and Tyler no longer speak, and he left the O Group to go work at his dad's Staniland Group, as we kind of predicted he would.
Well, although that would be like very juicy that she brings a
Compete.
client to like his house and he's standing there, she kind of misses him. She thinks, he thinks she looks good and it's awkward. Like, I guess that
Or like
ten,
buyer seller
yeah,
situation.
that's smart and interesting.
Open house or
Yes.
competing on listing,
Like, or
right?
yeah, or she's hosting the open house. She just took out like a dozen cookies and like she turns around and he's standing there. You know how they do that to like make the house smell good. Yeah, I that
You know what
could.
else you can do to make the house smell good? It's like spill a little apple cider and cloves and cinnamon and just like brew it on low, and your house will smell like, Halloween.
I love that smell. I
And you
also
can dilute it with some water.
heard that a trick is to take a can of paint and open it like under a sink, and then like the people feel like everything's freshly painted.
Well, I'd rather smell cookies or apple cider than paint, but yeah, that's true.
But I feel like it would trick me into thinking like, wow, it's really fresh in here. I mean, not strong. You don't want it to be like
I
super
might
strong.
feel like, oh, did they just paint over shit?
Yeah. Well,
'Cause
I feel,
like, unless it's brand new construction,
I don't think
then
any of
I just
these, none of these tips are for those level of houses, like the cookies nor the paint, I don't think so. It's like we brought these stones in from Spain and the wood came from France, and that's what they
Oh
do.
no. Right. Speaking of that house, Kayla did sell it. I don't know if it's that house.
We went by that today or yesterday on Mother's Day. My brother drove his boat past that property, and I was like, there it is. I saw the dock. We went by Gio's
Really?
house, who his
Oh,
family house,
the
which
double
also,
dock thing?
yeah, it also sold.
Oh.
And we went by Madonna's house. She has a house right there.
She's a house in Newport?
Yep.
In Newport?
Yep.
Wow. How do you know where all these places? I mean, you can kind of figure out by the dock sitch and all that with the one.
Yeah,
Wow.
my brother knows because he's down there all the time.
Oh, and he knows Geo probably from real estate, so
Yeah,
he
and
knows where he
he
has house.
like charters for a lot of those people too.
Ooh. How fun.
Crazy, crazy.
So I'm happy that Kayla sold that. She said, I'm still, of course, doing my real estate and I've been picking up a lot of momentum. I'm now a certified life coach. Okay, I got to eye roll that. And the next eye roll. And I brought back my podcast.
Oh.
Of course. I've been speaking on stages. I'm just giving back to the community and it's been very fulfilling. I mean, good for her. But another podcast. So, and then the last one, super not exciting. Austin and wife are expecting a baby boy. They're still looking for a home. That's all.
Oh, wow.
Did they just have the one kid? Or did they have more than that?
Twins, right?
Oh, they had twins. Okay, so now they have a boy. Okay.
Yeah.
So kind of like Nia and Danny in reverse.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's it. You got anything?
Dang, that's all. No, that's all. Well, let me just go through it really quick and see what else I saw.
You guys, next week we have some LA in-person stuff we'll be reporting back to you on. We've got this week, we've got Reunion Part 1 and the Valley. And I want to talk about New Jersey. So I'll converse with Holly on whether she's watched it or not. If she hasn't, I'll go on Patreon. If she has, we'll find a day and time. This is just her crazy week. Or maybe I can just start it and then when Nationals are over, you chime in for episode 3.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, great.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll cover Jersey, but you know what? I think it's great anyways because we're so busy right now with Vanderpump in the Valley, and that's about to end. So let's focus the regular main podcast on what we're known for. Brand will be Jersey and other stuff. And then when Vanderpump and Valley are over, we can, focus a little more on Jersey and whatever else comes our way.
Oh, just really quick. I also like, did you notice like the poll results on when we asked if Lala and Sheena should be on the Valley? Like
Yeah.
everyone was saying no.
Yeah, it was a strong no. Yeah, I cover the poll results in my last Patreon, the Summer House Recap Patreon. I did the first, it was like 30 to 40 minutes of like gossip, updates, poll results, and then I did Summer House. So yeah, I covered the poll results. I screenshotted them in time this week. Yeah, but they didn't want to see them on there. That was universally a no.
Okay, what else do I have? Brock's message to Sheena on Mother's Day. It's on his Instagram. You can go check it out. He says, "You are enough, my love, Sheena. You are amazing with Summer Moon. The love you show her and myself makes every day special. Hashtag Happy Mother's Day." Cute.
That's nice, but here's one ask I would like to ask all of you to do. Is can we all, like, DM or tweet or email Tonal? Because Brock's been working with his mother with their Tonal and training her. And I'm like, you know, I would really like a Tonal sponsorship, and I would agree to do my little daily videos like Brock's doing with his mom on her dailies, on her Tonal. I will do the dailies if that's what they require and would like for a success story. I just really want a Tonal. Is Schwartz using his? Give it to me, Schwartz.
Yeah. Freaking email them. Maybe they'll sponsor.
I'm going to.
Yeah, do
I'm
it, girl.
I'm going to, but I'm asking all of everybody else to do it too, create awareness.
Great. I'm with you. Okay, wait, what else do I have?
Also, I'll take Brittany and Jax's, like, 19 different Peloton versions of bikes. I'll take any of those, too.
Oh, he's been, like, selling those.
Yeah.
You can pick it up from Valley Village. Did you see the Ariana's cute Love Island promo where she's, like, on the surfboard and someone compared it to when Raquel was on her surfboard for the talent portion of the pageant?
The pageant that you were at?
Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one. That's
like they did a side by side, and it's kind of funny because they literally have them in the same cut of bathing suit, but Ariana's is like a solid and Raquel's was like a floral. It's very clearly like a little nod.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that was funny. What else do I... Okay, here's all the shows list of what's coming out. I also have a super random off-topic ADD comment. Did any of you back in the day, like, you know, this is like when we all had the Thomas Guide and all that shit, did anyone have a pad of paper, like, suction cupped to their windshield? Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm going to send you the picture.
That's to the windshield.
Yes, I'm going to show you.
For note-taking while you're driving?
Yes! Watch.
I mean, my mom has it on her fridge and shit for, like, a grocery list.
But, like, back in the day, it was, like, a 1990s aesthetic in the car. I'm telling you.
Oh, you just sent me a picture.
I just sent you. Like, do you remember this shit? I don't know. I came across it today, and I was laughing, and I was like, I want to just randomly ask the podcast if anyone knows what I'm talking about, because...
Like, business people, kind of. Yeah, yeah.
And like, you would always walk by the car, and because no one actually ever used it, like, the top page was all, like, yellow and crunchy from the sun.
Well, so is my one stuck to my refrigerator. It's all, like, tainted. Coffee stain. I'm like, how does coffee spots get up on my, like, freezer portion of my fridge across the room? I don't get it.
Oh, my gosh. Hello. I haven't talked about dog day.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Hold on. And my mom, literally, the second, like, she never runs out of butter because she has, like, 50 pounds in her freezer. But let's say she runs out of something. The second she runs out, she writes on that pad on the fridge in pencil in case she has to, like, cross it off. Because she, you know, like, whatever. But I'm like, that's smart. Like, as soon as you run out, you write it down.
Wait, I didn't know you could freeze butter.
She does.
Well, you know, to be honest, like, I've never buy in bulk to where my mom does that all the time too. Like, she'll pull out a loaf of frozen bread, and I'm like, I don't have room for that, but that's nice.
Oh, my mom has, I know. Well, that's good. My mom has, like, several fridges and freezers.
Yeah.
Oh, she has all the frozen bread. And it's like, normally I hate frozen meat. It's like, it's always tastes freezer burnt to me. But for some reason, when I go home, like, the bread and the butter,
I know.
Fine.
It's kind of okay. I know.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. World Dog Day.
Okay. So what happened? World Dog Day was...
And put this in your description and headline. Don't just say social media. Like, people want to hear about Dog Day. People want to hear about whatever. Like, do yourself justice here.
All right.
Well, it's a lot of work, man.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So after Ronnie got out of practice on Saturday, we whooshed up to Los Angeles. I also whooshed there today, but that's another story. And it was awesome. So again, I think I've talked about this event before. I love World Dog Day. I just think it's super cool. It's good energy. Everyone has their dogs. Like it's fun. The cast are usually like fully walking around, and it's just casual and easy to talk to them. And they're excited to talk to you because if you give them a tip, then they're happy to talk to you. Because they're raising money for Lisa's whatever. So when I got there, Kimberly was there and Brian and Charisse, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, you just missed like this crazy protest. The sheriffs had to come in and like remove people. Like it was crazy." So Brian's like, "Here, I got you a good video." So shout out to Brian for the video that is on our Instagram. You can check that out. So
Oh, that was Brian's, not yours?
it was Brian's.
Oh. I saw
And
that he asked you, isn't this newsworthy? Well, he should just submit it.
yeah, oh, totally.
Or we could for him. Okay, anyways. Well, now, anyways, go on.
Yeah, but well, you know how it is when you're like in like I had to get it up quickly before someone else did. So it's like I'm like my head's down, everything's going on, or it's like I was just like putting it out. But what else? Okay, yeah, so it was cool. Lisa was there, Ken, Pandora, I talked to Schwartz. Peter was
Peter.
there. Peter, I said hi to him. He like barely acknowledged me. And then,
Really? Did he look
yeah.
at you like scared that, or that he didn't remember you, or he remembered you and he was scared? Which one?
Not scared.
Oh. Or he just doesn't like you, or he didn't remember you?
I would say I think Peter likes me.
Oh, okay.
But
It's me he doesn't like.
no, I just think like there was like so many people around him, and he just like straight up, I would say it's 100% he didn't remember me. He had no idea who the hell I was. I had my sunglasses, like he was
Yeah.
just like he thought that like some person was just saying hi.
Okay.
His jeans were painted on, white jeans.
Yeah, saw some pictures.
Yeah, and then what? Anne was there, and I missed her. Brian came up to me, and he's like, "I just got a picture with Anne." I'm like, "Where?" Like, I want to talk to her. So we like went in like four circles, retracing his steps to find her. We pulled up the picture. We're like, "This is what she was wearing." We're like going through the crowd, could not find her. Me and Ronnie even went over because he heard them say like they're going to something about her.
Oh,
So I
yeah.
was like, "Okay, me and Ronnie are gonna walk over there." We went over there, nothing. So I don't. She
But
like.
wait, did
She snuck
something
away.
about her look, did it look like ready to go to open next week?
Yeah, the sign is up and it looks ready. I mean, the biggest discussion we were all having is like, where are we going to stand? Like, where will the line be? Like, how is this gonna work? Like, we can't figure it out. And I wish they would kind of release like a little like game plan. Like, if they warned us or like maybe did like a lottery or something for people to get in or get a sandwich, I feel like it would be more organized, and then we would all kind of have an idea that maybe we aren't going to get one, or we can't stand there, or
What
something.
time are they going to open? If people
Yeah.
seated, is there going to be a line so like I can't back up? You know what, like you pull into like the in and out on Talbert, and then like you don't want to park because you'll never be able to back out because the drive-through line blocks you from backing out, you know?
Oh my
So it's like,
gosh.
am I going to be able to scoot my seat back to get out,
Do you
but
know
there's a
what
line?
panics me? Like, actually, like when we were leaving West Hollywood and we come down, what street is that? Like La Cienega or something? I would absolutely freak out being one of those houses where the driveway is in the dead stop traffic area. It's a two-lane road. Like every day you have to back your drive out of your driveway
Yeah.
into the cars. Like my anxiety couldn't. Like there's no way. But
Yeah.
yeah, so I was, even if they were like, okay, like here's, like you're gonna place your order online and then you'll be texted when to come to the restaurant.
I get
Otherwise,
it.
like please walk around until your order is ready because we can't have you on the sidewalk or whatever the rules are gonna be. I feel like they kind of need to say something because
Yeah.
Especially
They
because a
need
lot
to
of
do crowd
people,
control right now.
a lot of people have taken off of work and are driving like super far to come to this
Seriously?
to support them. And I feel like
Oof.
that's, it's not
Remember
cool.
Pomp or Sir when
Yeah,
Jackson
that's
faints?
exactly what I was bringing up. And the police, the West Hollywood Police Department did not like it. They were there like saying, you guys can't block the entire sidewalk. So I don't know what they're gonna do. I mean, maybe the crowd won't be as big, but I, from the people that we were talking to, I think it will be.
Yeah. Wow.
A super fun sponsor was Liquid Death. Have you had Liquid Death water yet?
No.
Okay, it comes in a can, which I know sounds kind of bizarre,
I've seen it. I've seen it. I didn't know it
but
was water. I assumed it was another energy
I
drink.
freaking love Liquid Death. I'm telling you, it is so good. It like their slogan is that it murders your thirst, and it really does.
What's is they put weird stuff in it?
No, it's just like amazing mountain spring water.
Like Penta or Essentia or something, like extra 3 times the hydration or something.
Yeah, it's really good. So
I don't like things
they
out of a can.
it's worth it. It's like try it. Like just like try it once. I like it's like, the water
I'll try it,
out of like
but.
the paper container. I don't like that. That's not my thing. The little
Oh, I
like
know.
the pa I don't like that.
Yeah.
But Liquid Death I love. So they were serving everything out of like a casket, like to go along with their little theme, and they had like a hearse there, and it was like
A
super cute.
casket.
Yes.
Ew. No, I'm out. Ew. It's like Hell's
Why is
Kitchen.
that
That's disgusting. Remember Hell's Kitchen up on like Ortega Highway? And all the like. And they had a coffin, and you had to like go get your condiments for whatever you ordered in the coffin. Like, no, I can't do it.
Oh my gosh. That's weird.
Yeah, that
I
freaks me
loved it. I
out.
thought it was brilliant.
Oof. Nope, you ruined it for me.
So we got like a ton of free shit. The one thing that I will say that was disappointing was there's like no freaking human food there again. So Ronnie had just gotten out of practice. We were starving, and it said there will be food trucks there. So I'm like, because she wanted to stop somewhere. I'm like, no, we need to, I want to get there and then get home. So we're going to go up there. And I'm like, there's food trucks. So we get there, and like everyone is freaking starving. Every food truck was like dog food.
I swear, like when the last time we were there, last whatever, it was just like maybe you could find popcorn. That was it.
Yeah, they didn't even have that.
Oh my God.
So like Brian was like, I'm like literally getting shaky, like I need to eat. And so they went to go eat at Tom Tom, and me and Ronnie were like, we're just gonna freaking go drive, like we were ready to get out of there. So we just like went ended up and driving through somewhere, but we were so freaking hungry. It was
They didn't,
crazy.
those guys, I thought they were going to do a brunch or something.
Everybody ended up being like a little bit later than they thought because there was like a bunch of traffic getting up there. So
Oh,
they
so glad
ate
they did all that.
after.
Oh,
But
okay.
it was, I'm telling you, like
How was your.
I felt like it was a completely worth it trip. I really liked it, and it was fun.
How was your interaction with Schwartz?
Cool. He was like super nice, and you know how he's so easy to talk to, and you actually end up like every time I talk to him, I feel bad. Like not bad, but
I
he's
know.
so nice in person that you're like, it's like you kind of get it. And
Like I don't want to rip on him, but then he makes it hard sometimes, and it's like, oh, I feel like there's like this dark energy side to him, but then it's like, oh, but he's so like light and
well,
friendly and
and like
you
I
know,
think
it's
I
like
have a lot of
oh.
respect for people that come. Like he took pictures with everyone. He was talking to everyone.
Yeah,
I mean, he
he's
was
good about
holding
that.
people's dogs were licking his mouth. Like he was
I saw
like
that.
if I was Lisa and Pandora, Like, I hope he gets the credit that he deserves, because I feel like it's like us. It's like we go to these extra lengths to go to events and be there and to like kind of get the inside scoop, and sometimes people don't notice, or you know, like it's like frustrating. It's like, does anyone notice what we do? And you guys totally do. But I'm just like, I just wonder if like Lisa is proud of him and grateful that he was there, because Sandoval was off touring. Nobody else really came, and he stood out in the
Well,
sun and worked really hard, and he was wearing a really cute shirt. And it was funny because he was like, you know, he's like, you know what's funny is like a fan gave him the shirt and he has no idea where it was from, and everyone was complimenting him. So missed opportunity on whoever made that shirt, because they could have
yeah.
sold so many, because it was so cute. Really cute shirt.
I think did he bring Gordo and Butters?
No, so Kimberly told me that he shared that he doesn't bring them because it's like they get really
It's
ner
too
it's too
much.
many people,
Yeah.
and he's working, like people,
He's
like,
working.
yeah,
Yeah.
it's
I'm
just,
glad he didn't. Yeah.
yeah.
But at the same time, Katie didn't go. And then Lala, who literally all she talks about on her podcast are what great animal rescuers they are and animal
You know,
advocates.
I the only I give her a pass for being pregnant right now, though. I don't know that I would have wanted to be around all those people and have, like, it was kind of a lot. But
All
that's
right.
what that was like my own. I was like, I don't know if I would want to come do that. I mean, I me being a people pleaser, I would
Well,
have, but
she's not like 8 or 9 months. She's like 5 months. No? Wait.
yeah, I guess you're right.
She's
Well,
not that.
she's due September 1st or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, 8 or 9 months for sure. But, like,
I
you
mean,
know, Janet,
like she
she's
can
where
go.
Janet was when Janet was filming, and Janet sure did a
Well,
lot.
she can go to Coachella and Stagecoach, but not World
Yeah.
Dog Day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where all she had to do was dip in for 45 minutes, 30 minutes even. You know, just be only, I'm just calling her out because she's such a advocate and a savior of all.
Well,
She, you know, she did
yeah.
the Utah rescue. Oh, the dolphins, even though you have balloons everywhere. You know,
And
like.
yeah, and to be fair, she came with Ocean when she was like a baby, and I was
Yeah.
like, that was a little risky, because I mean, we were sitting by Randall and the kids like the whole time, and she was there,
Yeah.
you know. So she does play ball, but she didn't this year.
Yeah. And
So
Sheena, who said on her podcast, she texted our Pandora back saying, "Oh, it's 11:11. We always podcast when it's 11:11. Make a wish, everyone. Take a second. Make your wish. Wish on it." And hold on. I like truly have to do this.
okay.
Let's all take a moment of silence.
Okay.
Normally, I like to wish the whole minute, as you know, but this is a live podcast with
Yeah.
no video. So, Sheena told, like, she said it on her own podcast. She texted Pandora back saying, like, I don't think anyone else replied because this is a group text and none of us are speaking, but I'll see you there. Like, she told Pandora she was coming, and it does not appear that Sheena went to World Dog Day. So,
Yeah, well, I mean, if she did, I didn't see her or
I saw
any.
no pictures anywhere, no
Well, and
evidence. And she blogs everything,
well, and
so.
it's strange, like they would prioritize like Kyle Chan's 3-year anniversary of his store for Brock and Summer to go to, but not this.
Yeah, no, she would have, come on, are you kidding? She would have posted it to make sure she got credit from Lisa and
Yeah.
Pandora and everybody. She, of course, she would have posted, so. Or a fan would have. But
Yeah.
yeah, so props to Schwartz. And good job, Peter. I don't even know if you have a dog, Peter, but well done.
And Peter was heading to his shift at Sur at 5 p.m. You know, he was letting everybody know if they wanted to head over there, you know, and see him, that he would be there then.
You should have introduced Ronnie to him since he specifically brought up Ronnie that one time. How
Ronnie is. Ronnie's feeling very popular right now. She was brought up in an earlier conversation today. We'll share that with you guys when we can. But yeah.
You thought introducing her to Peter would have gone to her head? Like, Peter
Yeah,
knows who you are, Ronnie.
well, she was overwhelmed enough just meeting our listeners. You know, she was like, "Mom, like what do," and I'm like, "It's they all know you. Like it's fine." But yeah, she did good. She did good. I bribed her. I was like, "It's for Mother's Day, Ronnie."
You bribed her last time, and it was like, I
I
buy you a lot of nice things. Don't you want to do something nice for mommy?
She know. I mean, that's what I told. I was like,
She knows the gig.
I was like, dude, I do a lot for you. You do like for the podcast stuff. It has to be prioritized.
Yeah,
But
it
yeah,
pays for all
so
the stuff she wants to do.
it does. And
Yeah.
so today there's like this freaking candy store that these
Or
kids.
little things like keeping mommy alive, you know,
Yeah.
health insurance,
Oh
things like
my God.
that.
Yeah. But
Candy
yeah,
store.
so anyway, so that's where I drove today was a candy store. And this is, I want to say it's like the third time I've gone there within like the last 2 months. It's called Soccer Bit. It has Swedish candy, which is all the rage right now, apparently. So we go there, and Daisy is like throwing a fit today. Like she's like, I don't want to walk. She didn't want to walk. She was like, just like giving me a hard time. And I was trying to like put the candy in the bag, like, and hold her with one hand. So anyway, she flustered me, and we're walking out, and she again said, and by the way, my car was literally probably, let's say, a half a block away. So it was not far. It's not like I was making her like hike a mile to the car. It was not like we're, this is LA parking on 3rd Street. It was, it's packed. So
Yeah.
anyways, I'm like flustered. So I pay for the candy and I go to walk out, and she starts saying she doesn't want to walk again. And she does the thing where like you drop to your knees, so like then, like, and so I kind of like got
Yeah.
yanked down. And I
Yeah.
walk, so there's, it's like a big clear glass window, and I walked into the fucking window. Like,
Oh,
I'm, like, I thought it was the door. It was like, it's so clear that I thought it
yeah.
was. So I was like, oh my God. So I'm like, Daisy, and Ronnie starts laughing. So then I'm pissed that she's laughing. I'm like, Ronnie, I could have really gotten hurt. Like, Kristen
Yeah.
Doty style,
Yeah.
And so,
I did that in Palm Springs. I got hurt. Michaela's sister did it at Grimaldi's in Vegas. It was with the same
And it's
windows.
like so humiliating because it made such a loud thud. It was like wham, and I'm like, oh, everyone's like, it's a tiny shop. Like, I'm talking tiny. And so like, so I
That's what they would
literally,
say
I
too.
pulled myself off of the glass. Daisy was on my left-hand side and the door was on the right, so I pulled her out the door. Like, I'm surprised that people didn't like were like, I don't know, like, should we call someone about this? Like, 'cause I was so mad. So then like we're walking down the alley, Ronnie's still laughing, and then like finally I was able to laugh about it because, like, I'm sure it looked funny. But yeah, so that's my story from today. I walked into a freaking wall. Glass
What?
wall.
Okay, I'm curious what kind of Swedish candy it is. And also, shout out to someone DM'd us today from Scandinavia. So I don't know if she's in Sweden or Norway or Finland or Denmark. Aslog OG Ragchild. I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name, but she sent us a really nice message. But just, I thought the timing of you going to a Swedish candy store and us getting this really nice DM from someone in Scandinavia was, oh wait, oh, she's in Copenhagen.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I so want to go there because, oh my God, I have that whole story to tell her of the Denmark girls I adopted.
Yeah.
Well, no, Copenhagen, Sweden. So, sorry, I was having a brain thing. Okay, what's the Swedish candy like?
So the things that the kids like are, well, there's things that the kids like and then that I like. So the kids are into these things called Bubs, and it's kind of like a chewier gummy, I would say. And then there's like these skulls. It's
Like
like,
a Starburst?
no, no, I would say it's like a mix
Oh.
between like a Starburst and like kind of like
I
taffy and a
know.
gummy. I don't know.
Have you gotten those like whales, like gummy whales or dolphins? So they're like white on one side and blue on the other, and they're like chewy. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay, go on.
Yeah, so that's what they're. So yeah, there's all
Well,
these,
like Swedish Spitz.
and there's all these different. Yeah, there's like banana caramel, watermelon pomegranate, bubble gum, this, that. Like, there's all these different ones, and it's like kind of like limited release, so you never know what you're gonna get when you go in there. And it's sometimes it's like super packed, or it's just like this whole. It's I don't know if it's gonna stay as hyped. Like, once the other candy stores get it, I think it'll die down. But
Is pomegranate like a Swedish fruit?
I don't know. I mean, they have everything, like every fruit you
I
can
don't
think
know.
of.
Ask
But
you.
the other thing that is amazing is their licorice selection. And I, because I am Dutch, you guys, I have been raised on like extremely salty black licorice. Like I freaking love it.
Oh my God, I didn't know. You're the only person I know. I have my mother, Heidi, and me. Everybody else thinks we're psychos.
Yeah,
You like it?
I love it. Like I have
I
always like
love
I
it
since
too.
I was little, I've eaten it and I freaking love. And I tried to like I try to get Chad and the girls like they're not down. So yeah, it's only me.
Yeah, they think we're weird.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and it's but so the Swedish licorice is freaking amazing. Like so good. Like
Will it
so
take your
good.
teeth out though?
What?
Will it take your teeth out though? Like, is it
There's
too like
all different kinds. There's all different textures.
sticky?
Yes, like
Do you know like that Australian stuff? It's like so sticky. It's gonna like it's not like a red vine. It's like that's
yes.
nothing.
Well, so
But
I ate a sticky like kind of like a long rectangle today, and it like almost got stuck in my throat. I was like, oh, I'm gonna die. Like I just choked myself. But I
I
mean,
just don't need to pull out a tooth. It's like ching ching.
yeah. But it's kind of hard to find like really good licorice, and this is like amazing. And yeah, I was talking to someone else, and they're like, "Oh my God, I love that stuff there too." So check it
Oh, I'll
out.
bring some home for my mom. That'll be like, my mom got a phone call for Mother's Day, which to me is priceless
Yeah.
because I hate the phone. So it's much more expensive to me than like, a present. But actually, tell me where it is and I'll go get some of that while I'm up there and
Yeah.
bring it home for
It's
my visit to her.
literally that's the funny thing too is it's like right in like the Vanderpump area, you know? So it's
Oh,
like
good.
it's right there.
I'll get some after something about her.
Yeah. And you got to just try it and see what the hype is because Chad was like, "What is this?" And now he freaking loves the Bubs, which I'm not as big of a first of all, I can't eat a lot of candy, so when I eat a piece, I want it to really count and the licorice is like so good. So I choose that over this, but Chad loves the Bubs. So
Now, this isn't Bub's Big Daddy, right? Like the long gum tube.
no.
Do you know what that is?
I'm gonna Google it.
Google Bub's Big Daddy, and it's like this
Oh my
gum.
God, no, I don't know that.
It's like a foot long. It was like when I was a little kid. I don't think they make it anymore. Is
Yeah.
anything coming up?
Yeah, no, I totally, it says, yeah, I see it.
It was really tasty.
That's cute. Yeah,
Sour
they,
grape and shit.
I want to try that.
You could probably get it at one of those retro candy stores, with the
Yeah.
candy cigarettes.
Yes. Oh, nothing like the candy cigarettes.
So good. So cool looking.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was like a very random segment, but yeah.
It was at the end.
Yeah, but I was like, do I have any funny stories?
Oh, is anyone out there
Yeah.
still?
Holly runs into a glass freaking window.
Put that in the description.
Oh
And like, if anyone's interested in any Swedish candy, make that the headline. The title.
if anybody had that writing pad in their card, let us know. We are
Well,
breaking.
we'll be back tomorrow with more breaking news on what kind of licorice we tried. Oh,
Yeah.
and maybe we'll talk about the reunion too.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Find out if we run into anything tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Good night, everyone. Bye.